Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Jody. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good morning. I was just trying to create a profile so I can submit a claim, but it's asking for an Alabama labor PIN, which I don't have. I don't know. Where do I get that from?
Okay, so would this be an initial claim?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
May I have your social?
It's 590-31-6869.
You said 590-316-869?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
May I have your first and last name?
Vanessa Smart.
Okay. And last name one more time?
Smart, S-M-A-R-T.
And may I have your date of birth?
November 22nd, 1973.
Thank you. Give me one second. And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I got armed forces. What was the latter part of that?
Did you serve on active duty in the U.S. Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
And mother's maiden name?
Bastian, B-A-S-T-I-A-N.
Is it B-A?
B-A-S-T-I-A-N.
Thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
May I have the number?
That number is 880-7455.
And that's in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have two options to receive your payments, either by direct deposit or by a benefits card. Now, I do recommend direct deposit due to the benefits card taking an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you upon approval.
Okay.
Would you want direct deposit?
Yes.
In checking or savings?
This is savings account.
I would need your routing number and bank account number.
That's a good one. The routing number is 267-077-847.
Okay, and bank account number
is 1978260.
Thank you. And may I have your mailing address?
Mailing address is 8100 Majors, that's M-A-J-O-R-S, Course, and that's Daphne, Alabama.
As where, Alabama?
Oh, Daphne. D-A-P-H-N-E. The code is 36526.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No. They're the same.
Can you confirm your phone number?
251-554-2799.
I said 251-99.
Okay, it's 251-554-2799.
Okay, 251-554-2799.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions, okay?
Okay.
What other following addresses have you ever been associated with? 117 Carmar Place, 404 Live Oak Circle, 4480 County Road 50, 8367 Carousel Court, or you've never been associated with these addresses?
8367 Carousel Court.
Okay. And what, did you ever own a 2016 Toyota Corolla?
Yes.
What color was it?
Brown. Brown or gold. I think it's brown, though. Brown.
And which of the following colleges have you attended? Arkansas Tech, Maharishi University, Oglala Lakota College, Roosevelt University, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Say that one more time.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I don't know what that means. I mean, I used to work for the federal government. I was a temporary employee.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And what I mean as a civilian, I mean, were you under a federal contract?
Oh, no.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I have TRA certification?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me look up in that. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I don't think it's TRA. I think it just says Federal Agency Code Number 700. That's not the same, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that's what that is now.
May I have the date of your last day worked?
Let's start breaking me. Oh, wait, it's on this right here. It's the activation night. Give me 1 second. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Non-pay 7/16/2022. 7/16/16.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I have my real estate license, that's about it.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I have a real estate license, but I'm not like selling any real estate or anything. I just have an active license.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than 7 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$20 an hour.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
May I have your job title?
Customer service representative, customer service rep.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah, any occupation at this point.
And may I have the name of your previous company?
It's called, I guess it's the Small Business Administration, SBA.
Not Baldwin County Board of Education or anything like that? Or Clark Personnel?
I have Baldwin County. I have as a substitute teacher, but I don't work there actively at all. Yeah.
What's the name of the
still have my spot.
What's the name of the company?
Baldwin County Schools.
Okay.
Baldwin County Schools. I don't work there. They still have my file open, but I don't currently work there. So.
Right, okay. And that's who we will be pulling from?
Again?
That's who we will be pulling this claim from?
No, you're pulling it from the Small Business Administration.
Okay. I'm going to have to search that. Can you say that a little louder? Because it's not in our database.
Oh, SBA, United States Small Business Administration. And they have on the letter, they have, I don't know if you knew that, but it has Field Operations Specialist. Field Operations Center. And they have the address, too, if you need that. Field Operations Center - and then they have West, WEST.
Okay. And the name is? United States?
Mm-hmm. Small Business Administration.
Okay. May I have their address?
The address is, on top of the letter, they have 6501 Sylvan, that's SYLVAN Road. The city is Citrus Heights. CITRUS and then HITHS, California. And the zip code there is 95610.
Thank you. May I have their phone number?
Yes, it's 916-735-1500.
And may I have the day from when you started work?
Started. Let me see what they have on this. Give me 1 second. I gotta go look over them. Find the start date. Because they only have the day when I stopped. So basically.
information. Oh, look if I can get the password. I think my hire date.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm trying to think back to me one sec. I left the Bahamas on June 3rd. So I think my hire date would have been like June 11th. I think that's what it was.
June 11th?
June
11th.
Yeah. So we only have done like 1 week of screening, and the job is like whenever they have disasters, that's when we go out. But they deactivated us, so we're not working.
May I have your last day worked one more time?
7/16 of 2022.
16, okay. And the city and state where the work was performed in?
It'd be my location. It'd be Daphne, Alabama.
Okay. And why are you no longer working with them?
It's like an on-call thing, so they only need you when they have disasters. So they don't have any, I guess, where they need us right now. So they deactivated us as paid employees.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Would I like 10% of, say again?
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Can you tell me what the weekly benefits are?
I won't be able to give out that information. Just yet. The claim has to still be processed first.
Okay, so if it's withheld, that means when it's time for me to pay my taxes, I don't have to pay those taxes?
No, ma'am.
Is that what that is?
And then, yes, ma'am, if you put 10% gets taken out, it's basically like another form of income tax. 10% gets taken out, and then when tax season comes, you'll be able to get that money back.
Don't take it out. It's all right. Don't take it
okay.
out.
And I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number whenever you're ready to write it down.
Okay, I'm ready.
It will be 6973.
6973, got it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the following instructions and numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Now, the claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system, and your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNet. And you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits, okay?
Tell me that works. That says that Alabama
works.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Dot gov.
Okay.
/ VOSNet, which is spelled V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra, N as in Niner, Echo, Tango.
Okay, got it. VOSNET.
Yes, ma'am. And you will update your online resume. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. .gov.
Mm-hmm.
And if you file via the phone, the number you should call each week is
800-752. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. 7389.
Okay, I think I got that one. Okay, I think it's on the sheet that they gave me already. Okay, got it.
And you will make your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You will make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. And lastly, an information booklet will be mailed to you. And this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully.
Okay.
Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay, got it.
Okay, Ms. Smart, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, so the very first thing I need to do is go to the website, the alabamaworks.gov.net. Go there and then register, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then once I register, then...
Well, you're already registered. You just update your online resume there.
Oh, I'll just update the resume. Okay, got it. Are you going to send a booklet if I don't get it? Give you all a call.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have to file the claim either file that either online or I could call and do it. And when do I start doing that?
Next week on Sunday.
So this coming Sunday or this coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay. I mean, you said it'll take up to 3 weeks to start getting things rolling, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so I'll go update my resume and then I'll go from there. Thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.